You went in my file drawers? To look at our financial records. Am I supposed to have to get a warrant for that? You didn't even bother to try to hide any of it. Your list of favorite escort agencies was in the drawer where we keep checkbooks and stamps. You had to know I would go into that drawer. You probably wanted it to happen. Wanted me to find you out, because you obviously don't have the balls to tell me yourself. He held his hands up in front of himself. I don't need this. I don't need to be lectured by you, Ms. Perfect, Perfect Daughter, Perfect Mother, Perfect Lawyer, Perfect Everything. What a fucking hypocrite. You think I don't know you slept with someone else too? Carrie took a step back, as if he'd slapped her. Yeah, David said with malicious glee. You're not so perfect after all, so don't stand there and look down your nose at me. Once, she said. Once. Because I was overworked, overstressed, and all I was getting from you was a shitload of whining that I wasn't here to serve your every need. Right, it's my fault when you're unfaithful, but it's not your fault when I am. There's no comparison, Carrie said. One night, I turned to a man I knew and trusted because I needed comfort. You open the yellow pages and pick a number, and you say it's just a business transaction? That's beyond sleazy. Can you at least tell me you used protection? She asked. That you didn't put me at risk? That you wouldn't put your daughter at risk if she needed a transfusion or a kidney? No, he said with a smug look. I didn't. I wanted my money's worth. Carrie slapped him across the face as hard as she could. She'd never struck another human being in her life. You son of a bitch, she said, glaring at him. Get out. Get out of this house. Get out of my life. Just go, she shouted, pointing toward the door. It's my house, too. The hell it is. And if you think for one minute you're getting anything out of this divorce, you are sadly mistaken. Yeah, David sneered. It's all for you. For me and for Lucy. You can't keep me from seeing my daughter, he said. You don't think so? A family court judge is not going to be impressed with your hobbies, David. I have been a very good father to Lucy, he said, his voice trembling, tears coming to his eyes. Whatever I have or haven't been to you, Carrie, you can't say I don't love my daughter or that she doesn't love me. Carrie closed her eyes and sighed. No, I can't say that. You can't possibly believe I would ever do anything to hurt Lucy in any way. You can't just cut me out of her life. No, Carrie said with resignation. I won't do that. She didn't really know what she would or wouldn't do. Thinking about David's having been with prostitutes made her want to never let him touch Lucy as long as he lived.